show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Wish I had one of those bulk erasers, erase that thing once and for all. Oh, Mr. Big Willie, good morning. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Who's this? Is this Dimitri?
Yeah, of course.
On the Dimitri show?
Yes, you're on the Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So what's going on with you today, Mr. Big Willie?
I've always wanted to be on a Dimitri show.
Well, today's your lucky day, so put down the bottle.
Is it?
Put down the bottle and start talking, because this is your segment here. Where are you today? In Kentucky again?
I'm at Butler, PA, the Great Steel Mills, Cleveland Cliffs, Butler, PA.
Oh, okay, where Trump got shot. Yeah. So what's going on with you today?
That's right. He did get blasted here.
That's what I just said. Yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah, they missed him. They missed.
Barely.
You missed.
Barely. Although they wiped up. They got rid of all the evidence, and I don't believe that kid did it by himself. There's no way in this earth.
There ain't no way that kid made that shot from there. I've shot 1,000-yard shots, and I wasn't that good. And you can't to be able to hit that close to the head and the ear. You got to be good. You got to be calm. Everything. That was good. That was a good shot. And there's a lot of people that can't make that shot that shoot every day.
Yeah, so, I hear you. Anyway, so what's going on? What kind of load did you bring from Kentucky up to Butler?
Three factories. They go in the hot mill. They use them. It's just like refined pieces or whatever, and it's like silica dust, and they put them in bags, and then they use it as additives in the hot mill and the hot rolling. I'm not a steel guy, I just haul stuff, so I'm sure somebody would be on there telling us exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But that's all I know. That's exactly what I know, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, fair enough. So what's going on in your world these days? Any more problems with a common law wife or the kids or anything?
Hey, you know what I find interesting?
No.
It's not a joke like yesterday, what I found odd. Is everybody was so upset with Mike McCarthy being hired as the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach.
Yeah.
And everybody, you've seen it. I mean, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what in the world are we doing? I can't believe we got Mike McCarthy. And you there?
Yeah, I'm right. That was the sound of me listening. Yes, go on. I'm telling you, you got to stop your drink. Stop your drinking before 8 in the morning.
But then he goes on and cries and said how he loves Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he's bawling his eyes out in my family. And then I sit there and see my friends online and everything. They're like, well, he ain't so bad after all. You know what I mean?
Well, he's a sincere.
How do you go from hating the guy and saying this is going to be horrible, we might as well keep Tomlin and blah, 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 and this and that. And then he turned around, he cries and said how much he loves the city and he's from the city, and everybody's like, okay, this all we'll be good. Let's bring back Rodgers, too, and this is going to be great.
Well, yeah? Do I think that Mike McCarthy is the best hire for the Steelers? No. I grew up with Chuck Knoll, and then with Bill Cowher, and then with Mike Tomlin. None of them were head coaches. All of them had great pedigrees as assistant coaches. They were young. They were smart. And there was Dan Rooney who made these great choices.
Right.
Dan Rooney is gone. And now it's Art Rooney 2.0, and we're back to the same old stuff. And so, but he was a safe choice. And the guy's from Greenfield, which is a neighborhood in the city of Pittsburgh. Those tears were real. I'm absolutely sure they were real. And when you have a Yinzer Yinzer who loves Pittsburgh that much and who is willing to show that love, it's kind of tough not to give him a break. I don't know that he's going to be the right answer. But even in Dallas, he won a lot of games. He didn't get to the playoffs and all that, but he won a lot of games.
Yeah, same record as Tomlin, basically.
Right, yep.
I mean, the way I looked at it, they were showing on the TV there on the WWW, It's basically the same record that Tomlin had.
Well, yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I thought there was other better choices, but
who?
You know,
who?
It kicks me in the butt.
Who?
You know?
Who? 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 Mr. Know-it-all? Who was the better choice? Who was the better choice?
That offensive coordinator from.
You don't even know his name.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God. That offensive. What's his name for what's that team?
I'm in the steel mill. I got to be careful.
You don't even know the name of the player. You don't even know the name of the coach. You don't know the name of the team. And you're supposed to be an expert on this? Are you kidding me? What's his name?
He was the offensive coordinator for the Vikings. And,
what's his name?
They turned it down. Now they. I can't remember his name. God dang. I mean, you got me all over the place. One day I'm doing this. One day I'm doing that.
You're the one who brought this up.
I ain't got time to write these notes down. I don't get up at 4 in the morning and say, Leslie, could you get my man purse and get my fixed paper rubbing my lotion in it and my coffee? I got to go to the station and sit for 2 hours. I only got today's my Thursday because I only work 3 days a week, you know. Leslie. Could you make sure that my car is warmed up, my Mercedes? Thank you, Leslie. Could you not park in the garage tomorrow?
You still don't know his name.
I don't have that.
Oh, yeah, but he would have been a better choice than Mike McCarthy. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jeez. Hey, let me tell you something else.
Yeah.
Oh, the other day, you're a citizen journalist there. I got it right, finally. Carly Dittmeyer.
Yes.
Woo-wee. Boy, did she get them fired up on the Facebook.
Oh, she's the best.
I don't know.
She's the best.
Oh, she's the best. But I tell you what, these people are mad. They're like, I don't know why I listen to the radio and this and that. And I know the one girl, I'm not going to say her name, call her out, but that'd be up to her. But, you know, I know her, nice girl. And I've actually worked down the soup kitchen before.
You know what kind of money they make? Do you know what kind of money they make
I don't.
It's insane.
If she's making that kind of money, she sure fooled me. I can tell you that.
Oh, they make an insane amount of money. Those people make a fortune.
I'd like to find out, but now, that's one side of the story. That's one side of the story.
Yeah, the factual
side. That's
what
you see on paper. So I'd like to see what the answers are. So, I might reach out to the person to see if you can get a couple of them on the show and just see what the answers are and then see what the actual problems are.
How about tomorrow? How about tomorrow? Would you like that for tomorrow?
Hey, I could do whatever. I usually make stuff happen. I'll give them a message today.
No. Let's see here. Hold on.
Another segment like this morning. Great.
How about I will get next Wednesday, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday. Mark Phillips is going to be on the air live here talking about. This and all the money that they make as executive directors and all that Mark Phillips.
You don't even know your guest.
Mark Phillips.
What'd you do?
I'll explain all that as we get closer to the date. But everything that you just said, it's already booked. I've already booked him. I anticipate all of this stuff. So now, you still don't remember the name of that offensive coordinator?
I don't know. I'll find out. It just popped in my head. That's why I wanted to get it off my chest.
That sounds about right. Oh, something popped into my head. I think I'll just say it. Yes. Okay, fine.
Right. That's what I did. But the Carly Dittmeyer thing, I'm telling you, I've been down to soup kitchen. It's tough work down there, and they ain't got a lot of people helping. And
what do you mean tough work?
I remember standing there. Yeah. Oh, you got to put all that stuff away. You got to cook. You got to clean up after the people. You got to deal with the people. You got to serve them. You got to answer the phones and people want to donate. And there's people that have good hearts that want to donate stuff, but you really don't want what they're bringing, you know. But you got people that pull up to the dock and they're like, here we are. You know, and they ring the bell and they got all this crap. You know, and they just
what did you do at the soup kitchen? What did you do at the soup kitchen? What did you do?
I did everything. We unloaded some vehicles. Like, I think there was a racetrack that come over, and they brought all their extra food at the end of the, you know, after whenever, and they brought extra food over and salad and meats and stuff like that. And I can't remember the hospitals or whoever, but anybody that had food in town, like certain restaurants,
did
they
you
would just
serve?
Bring it over.
Did
and
you
I think they,
did you serve food?
Yeah, we served. Yeah,
you?
We helped cook, prep.
You?
We cleaned the storage room out.
Did you serve food to the homeless?
We was there. Yes, I even sat with them and talked to them.
All right. When you served food to the homeless, what did you do? Did you give them a cup of soup or something, or a loaf of bread? What did you do?
Whatever they want. Hey, I'm not knocking anybody. I ain't going to say who it was, but there was a public utilities for the city that pulled in, and they come in and ate. You know what I mean? And
I asked
the girl that runs it, and I said, they come in and eat? She goes, we serve anybody. She goes, we don't just serve the homeless. She goes, you don't know what people's situations are at home and if they work and all that. She goes, you don't know if they got money. So she goes, we serve anybody that comes in.
So I could go there. I could go there and get a free meal? I could get a free meal there?
Yeah, man. Without a hesitation and without anybody saying a word to you. No questions asked.
How good is
the
food?
You walk in and you can take your family and you can eat today. It's clean. They clean stuff up.
How good is the food? How good is the food? Do they serve steak?
Whatever.
They serve steak or salmon?
What do they serve? Nah. Whatever they got. Whatever they get free and usually and whatever's donated. And they have people that make up what they got, hot dogs or whatever, and salad. It seemed like it was salad all the time. So there's good stuff there. And then, they got drinks and... Yeah, and then I got somebody clean the dishes and all. I mean, it's a whole thing there, you know. And then you got to clean up afterwards. I mean, that's a lot of work. And then people know. I mean, not just the homeless. So I that really floored me, and I never even thought of it. And I said, why in the world are they here? And the girl, I know there. She goes, they stop all the time and eat. She goes, why not? She goes, they don't have to buy lunch, and it's here for them,
Wow.
And I said, I said, well. And it was a utility company, and I said, that just amazes me.
Which utility company was
it? It was a garbage company, let's just put it that way.
A garbage company in Wheeling, that narrows it down, okay. I think we all know.
Well, it wasn't for Wheeling, but it was a Wheeling company. You know what I mean? It was a company out of Wheeling. And they come in and they ate. And then I said, it kind of warms your heart a little bit to know that they don't discriminate. They don't ask questions. You can pull in there in a Mercedes and have the nicest clothes and come in and eat, and nobody's going to ask you one thing. They're going to serve you just like everybody else. And they're going to talk to you just like everybody else.
Can I find out when they're serving steak or salmon? Can I find out ahead of time? Because I think I might drop by there.
I ain't going to say no, because if the track and that bring food over and people donate, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. It's a lot of soup du jour stuff.
That place, they go through so much stuff, and there's not enough people in there working, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's hard to get volunteers. So when they get volunteers, they try to do big jobs. Like, I think we cleaned out the whole storage room and went through stuff and cleaned the shelves, because that's a whole task in itself, and it's not a very big place.
Well, all the money that they make, all the money that they make with all these different homeless agencies, you would think they'd have enough money to pay some people to do work instead of asking for volunteers. Carly Dittmar, I mean, she exposed the numbers for the money that they're making.
Did she get down there?
I don't know, but she's all over the place. Our fearless Fulton Flash. Carly Dittmar is the best. Have you ever met her? Have you ever met her?
No.
She is the best.
You need to ask her. She's ever been down there. Maybe she just needs to get down and talk to them, since she wants to be a citizen journalist. I mean, if I had time, I would get down and find out, since it's right there in Wheeling.
Yeah.
You know? Because the only way to get to the bottom of it is to go to it. Do it. You know what I mean? Go to it and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
I'll get a hold of them and see if anybody wants to talk to you or something, or Wednesday. Then I'll get back with you. But, I did that there, and I also went to Fairmont and did one in Fairmont, and I also took a bunch of food down to West Virginia and water and a truck and out in the sticks down there in, Grundy, Virginia, is West Virginia, down there at the fire department. It's been a while. Anyhow, they were on TV and stuff. They got flooded out, and then we went to Fairmont, went to the soup kitchen, and they have clothes. And I'm talking, you wouldn't believe the size of these places and the work they got to do. And it's not the best conditions and stuff. So most of the time, volunteers, but I knew the girl that ran it.